Well, we've been talking about big ideas all day, and Google is supposedly all in the business of big ideas, and their latest one is big to the tune of $12.5 billion. Google makes the Android smartphone, well, at least the platform, and they've been in a great deal of competitiveness over mobile technology, so Google moved to acquire Motorola Mobile, again, for $12.5 billion. That deal is expected to go through late this year.
Motorola Mobility, I think.
Yes. Yeah. What did I say?
Mobile.
Oh, sorry. Mobility. When they acquire Motorola Mobility, assuming it goes through, which it should, they will also get more than 17,000 patents that Motorola owns at this point. Fights over patents are very common in the IT industry, and they can get very ugly. So how does the purchase of Motorola Mobility actually help protect Android's patents? Well, here to answer that, James Besson. He teaches law at the Boston University, and Besson has been researching patent law for the past 10 years. And before that, you owned a software company of your own, right, James?
Yes, I did.
All right. So explain this in language that we can all understand, how buying the patents of Motorola Mobility actually protects Google's patents and protects them from litigation. How does that work?
So everybody thinks of patents as being something to protect innovations or ideas. And in fact, in the IT or information technology industries, in the last 10 years or so, patents have become something more about blocking other people's innovations than actually protecting my own. So there have been just a flood of bad patents that are vaguely worded, hard to interpret. This has caused a flood of litigation. Patent litigation has tripled since the early 90s. And so you have a very innovative company like Google. It needs to protect itself from threatened patent lawsuits or actual patent lawsuits. And the only way it can do that when those lawsuits are threatened by its competitors is to have a counter threat. So they're acquiring these large number of patents from Motorola in order to basically participate in an arms race. If they have a lot of patents, they can threaten to countersue Apple or Microsoft, just as Apple and Microsoft have been acquiring patents. They bought up the Nortel patents recently.
Which really ticked Google off. The fact that Google got outbid on that really made them angry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are ridiculous prices. They have nothing to do with innovation. In fact, they have something to do with blocking innovation or taxing innovation.
All right. We're speaking with James Besson, who teaches law at Boston University and actually specializes in patent law. So in this particular case, the patents that Google is buying up don't necessarily have to be about products that they're going to develop. That's a common misperception.
That's right. Right. What's happened with software patents in particular is we studied one patent which had words in it like information manufacturing machine or point-of-sale location. And there were a great legal controversy about what those actually meant. They had to go to court. There were 43 lawsuits over that patent.
Wow.
Hundreds of people ended up licensing. And, you know, basically nobody knew what those words meant in the patent. So we're looking at a lot of patents that are very craftily worded by the lawyers. It all comes down to legal battles and has very little to do with innovative ideas.
Well, James Besson, if this isn't really about innovation, and if these patents are either vague or duplicative, you know, they actually are repeats of other patents, where do companies go to get a judge that's going to sit and pay any attention to this? Because it sounds, on the face of it, absurd.
I think it is absurd. It has become absurd. Now, I should say, there are some areas where the patent system works very well today still. If you look in the pharmaceutical industry or chemical industry, patents work well. There's very little litigation. There's great value in those patents. But if you look at what's happened in software, now remember, software is an industry that was very innovative before we had significant patents.
Mm.
Patents for software only became a big thing in the mid-90s, and there were several legal decisions which relaxed the restrictions, allowing some of this garbage to come up. And it's, you know, there are now something like 250,000 of these patents out there, and it's become a pretty absurd situation. Some of the judges are starting to recognize this and act. And most hopefully the Supreme Court has taken some actions to restrict some of this craziness.
And in fact, President Obama says he's putting patent reform at the top of his agenda. And Harry Reid, who's the Senate Majority Leader, says the patent reform bill will be the first taken into consideration when the Senate returns from recess. We'll find out if that's true. But I want you to kind of judge the truthfulness of the statement from Google, James, that they say that since they're avoiding litigation, that they've protected themselves, that means they'll be able to accelerate innovation in smartphones and tablets. You think that's true?
Well, they won't be blocked as much. it's hard to say that they're essentially paying a tax, paying a toll that lets them proceed a little further. So I wouldn't necessarily disagree with it, but it doesn't quite capture what's really going on here.
No, they paid a $12.5 billion toll. I mean, in this case, I assume Google thinks it's worth it. James Besson is a lecturer at Boston University School of Law. He's been doing research on patent law for more than 10 years. James, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talking about the purchase of Motorola Mobility, Google moved to acquire that company for $12.5 billion. The deal is expected to go through later this year.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.